need to tell someone about my experience I had in Paris this past June. Every time I think about it, man, I get turned on. It was one of those sexual encounters which was so good, you just want to keep replaying it over and over. This is a story about two people who meet coincidentally in Paris, and they have an amazing night together in each other's arms. Now, in case you haven't listened to my previous audio recording, right, here's a little bit about me. My name is Ron. I'm 42 years old, about 6'2", and the last time I checked, about 240 pounds. I do try to keep in shape, getting to the gym about 3 times per week. I have brown, curly, wavy hair with hazel eyes, and I have received many compliments about my attractiveness, you know, my build, you know, my physique. Now, this past June, I was in Paris for a conference on antique porcelain French clocks. I've been collecting these clocks for many years, and I've always wanted to, you know, go to this conference, which is held every year. The conference lasts, you know, 3 days, and on the last night of the conference, which was a Tuesday night, I got back to my hotel, Scribe, which is located at 7500 Rue Scribe, around 10:30 p.m. Now, the Hotel Scribe was a great place to stay. I mean, it had undertaken a full renovation of its bedrooms in 2006. You know, it created an Art Deco style, you know, combined with modern touches. I mean, the floors had historic themes to create an atmosphere of like a 19th century house. And the hotel setting went along perfectly with the theme of my conference. Now, after the conference, I was still a little, you know, charged up, you know, from the excitement of the conference, and I was not looking forward to heading back home to the States tomorrow. I mean, this was my first trip to Paris, the city of love, and here I am alone wishing that I had some great sexual memory to bring back with me. But at 10:30 in the evening, on my last night, I knew my chance for romance was running out, you know, real quick. Now, getting out of the cab, I entered the main lobby of the Scribe Hotel, and I looked around to see if there was anything going on which, you know, could keep my attention occupied. Being a Tuesday night, the lobby area was dead. I headed over to the Le Café Lumière. It's kind of like a restaurant lounge nestled off the main lobby, you know, with a view of the main city. Now, the interior of the café was like stepping back in time to Paris in the 19th century. The windows along the avenue were framed with half columns, which rose to about 10 feet, then sweeping overhead, forming a very majestic arch. The ceilings were paneled tin, you know, with raised ornate depictions of symbols and flowers symmetrically spaced across a checkerboard pattern. Now, the tables in the bar, they were of a dark mahogany, with very detailed wood scrolling and turning. Each table had its own, like, 19th century lamp, just like you would imagine for a lounge of this period. Now, entering the cafe, I couldn't believe how empty it was. There was just one older couple in there, speaking German. I did notice the bar had a great selection of alcohol, so I decided to sit myself down and enjoy some fine French wine while watching the activities of Paris at night. Now, the maitre d' brought me a wine list, and I selected a bottle of the 2000 Chateau Margaux. And this bottle set me back about 70 euros, but I didn't care. You know, for my last night in Paris, I was going to enjoy it, you know, by myself. As I was on my second glass of the Chateau Margaux, and I must say this wine is incredible. If you are like me, and you like a strong and robust Cabernet Sauvignon, this is a wine for you. Anyways, I was enjoying my second glass of wine and beginning to feel its effects when I noticed one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen enter the lounge. Now, at this point, the German-speaking couple were still present, loudly bantering away about something. As she entered the cafe, I watched her look around, hear the German speaking, seeing her dismay, so I, with a couple of glasses of good French wine in me, said, "Hey, I speak English." Then I just motioned for her to come over and join me. She smiled and then proceeded to walk over to my table. As she moved towards me, I took in her beauty. She appeared, I don't know, to be about maybe 30 years old, with long, flowing, wavy blonde hair, which stopped about 3 to 4 inches past her shoulders. She had a nice, full breast, and a walk which told me she was probably a model. She was wearing a long evening gown, and it looked like, to me, that she was just returning from the Bastille Opera House, which was just down the avenue a few blocks. Now, her evening gown was long and flowing, with straps across the shoulders and a nice V, showing a wonderful cleavage. The gown itself had silver and black vertical pattern, each one widening as it traversed down her body over her hips, with a bit of channeling as it terminated just above her ankles. The gown was covered in sequins, giving her entire body a very seductive shimmer with each step she took. I could not believe she was entering alone. I mean, I kept wondering, Who could have let this beauty, you know, out by herself, you know, looking so good, so hot on a Paris night? As she arrived at my table, I rose and pulled out her chair for her. I could tell she was a very refined and classy lady. And if I was going to make any headway with this one, I better not blow it on the first impression. She graciously accepted my chair and then she sat down. The maitre d' came over, poured her a glass of that Chateau Margaux. She told me her name was Jessica. She was from Avignon. She was in Paris to do some modeling for Elle magazine. Jessica was just returning from an evening shoot. I did tell her a little bit about myself, but then I moved back to learning more about her. I needed to know if she was alone, or was there someone else waiting for her back at her room. I was elated. I was even more turned on learning that Jessica was here on her own. As the wine in that conversation flowed, Jessica and I quickly found that we had much in common when it came to matters of the heart. I was very moved by how open she was talking about her past loves and what she did like in a man. Now, before I knew it, the wine bottle was empty, and there we found each other looking into each other's eyes with the same idea. You know, let's keep this wine and the sparks, which were beginning to fly, going. Now, I summoned the maitre d', and he brought us another bottle of the same vintage. Now, Jessica was becoming playful at this point, and she reached across the table and she placed her hand on my arm. Man, her touch was electric. It caused my heart to race and my trousers to tighten. Her touch was the signal I was looking for. I knew now, if I pay attention to her, and I work with her, she'll become mine before the night's over. I quickly responded by placing my hand over hers and squeezing it softly. Honey, she flirted back with, I know you have more power than that in those big, powerful hands of yours. And damn, I tell you, this woman was coming on to me strongly. I did tell her she was right. I mean, there is a lot more power and skill in these hands than she knows of. Jessica came back with a coy, skill, Ron? What kind of skill do these hands possess? As she says this, she wraps her hand around my large index finger. I figured at this point, it's time to push the boundaries a little, and let's see how this girl likes to be taken. Well, Jessica, I said, looking right into one of my right hand, I can pick you up with this one and carry you around all day if I choose. And the other hand can hold the back of your neck, letting your head lower down towards the floor. I watched closely for the reaction in her eyes. Yes, that was it. I saw the fire passion flare up in those eyes, and now her cheeks were blushing just a little bit too. My heart was beginning to pound a little more fiercely in my chest. I could feel my muscles now start to tighten in my chest. Yes, this is it. I'm on the hunt, and my prey wants to be taken. All I could think of was Vive la France. Now, with the reserved attitude of the French and the quaint 19th century setting of the Scribe Hotel, I decided not to pick her up right there in the lounge. I quickly moved in and said, Jessica, why don't we take this bottle of wine with us up to my room? The view of the city from there is amazing. Jessica, she smiled. Her eyes flashed. There was now a little blushing occurring on her upper chest. She responded in a husky whisper, yes. We immediately got up and left the lounge. I gave the maitre d' my room number on the way out. As we strode quickly to the elevator, we were both already mentally in my room, ripping at each other's clothes, tearing into each other's body as quickly as we could. As the elevator doors opened, my heart began to race faster. Jessica reached down and she grabbed my hand. Her palm was hot and she squeezed me tightly. I was so caught up in the moment I had to remember to push the button for my floor in order to get those damn elevator doors to close. As those doors closed, Jessica turned to me and she said, Ron, I want you. I want you so badly. I could see the fire raging in her eyes. My cock at this point was pounding in my trousers. All 9 inches of it was straining to be free. Jessica hiked her even gown up as to her thighs. As I reached down and I scooped her up, she simultaneously wrapped her legs around my waist. Jessica was now eye to eye with me. We gazed into each other's eyes, seeing the passionate fury we had for each other. The animal magnetism was pulling our lips together, as if by some primal force neither of us could resist. When our lips met, bolts of electricity shot through my body, as if I had been holding onto a live wire. Jessica moaned into my mouth, her mouth opening, letting her tongue dance all over mine. With Jessica in my arms, I moved to the back wall of the elevator, pressing her against it, allowing me to move my hand down under her ass. Her butt felt so good, she squirmed and clenched her legs around me more firmly. We were so completely intertwined. I could feel her breast press against my chest with every breath Jessica took. My heart was racing. We were so caught up in each other that we did not stop our passionate kissing when the bell to the elevator rang. It was when I heard the doors close again, I realized we had reached my floor. I was caught up in the passion. I was not going to release Jessica from my grasp. Still clutching her, I turned her around and I carried her to the doors, pressed the door open button, and then I walked out into the hallway. All the while, she kept tongue sparring with mine as I carried her down the hall to my room. When I reached my door, I hefted Jessica Hyder onto me, enabling me to reach into my pocket and get my room key. I slipped the key into the lock, turned the handle, and got us both into the room. I had left the bed stand light on, its light now casting a romantic glow all over the room. Once I made it to the bed, I slowly lowered her and I onto it. Jessica placed one of her fingers against my lips, and she motioned for me to give her a little space between us. She sat up and asked me to help her unzip the back of her gown so she could slip it off. Man, I was so hot and hard. With my heart pounding in my throat, my hands were trembling. I couldn't remember how long it had been when I had been so completely turned on and wanting to take a woman. There was something about this Jessica I had only met a couple hours before which made my blood boil. Slipping out of her evening gown, Jessica sat on the bed with her satin bra and panties. She was so beautiful. I wanted to make sure this night in Paris would be one we both will never forget. I quickly took off all my clothes while she sat there propped up on her arms, watching her Paris package undress for her. Now, once done, I momentarily stood there, allowing her to take in all of me. I followed her eyes as they moved from my face, down across my chest, my stomach, and now stopping at my fully erect and thick 9-inch cock. I could see her slight reaction when she saw my manhood. I could see that she hadn't been with a man who was this large before. Jessica's eyes then quickly shot up to mine, her look telling me, "Go slow with that big thing, okay?" I just simply smiled, knowing how much I was going to enjoy making love to this woman until she told me she couldn't take any more. As I stood there at the edge of the bed, she made her way over to me on all fours. Watching her crawl across her bed on her hands and knees reminded me of a lioness who had chosen its alpha male lion to mate with. She came to within an inch of my cockhead and then stopped. I couldn't help myself but lean forward, trying to get the head of it up to those sensuous lips of hers. She pulled back as I moved forward. I couldn't stand it. Animal instincts were taking over in me. I had to have this woman. You know, the time for teasing and taunting was over. I quickly reached over her back and grabbed her by the hips and spun her around so that now Jessica's ass was up against my cock. She tried to pull away, but I just held her hips more tightly, sliding my cock all over her butt. Jessica was a little nervous. She had never been fucked by a large cock like this. She knew that I had been pushed a little too far, and now she was at my mercy, knowing I was going to fuck her, you know, the way I wanted to. I took my left hand and wrapped it tightly around her hair, while I took my right hand and spread her legs. Her sexy butt, with her pussy cuffed with those satin silky panties, just made my cock want her all the more. Grabbing my cock now, I began to tap it against her pussy through those silken panties. Each time I did this, Jessica screeched with delight. After doing this for about a minute, she was going crazy. I knew she needed to be fucked. Jessica lifted her head, turned it to me, looking right into my eyes, she said, "Ron, I need you to fuck me right now." At that moment, I reached over and yanked those panties aside. Her nice, clean-shaven pussy was now right there in front of me for the taking. I took the head of my cock and rubbed it up and down her glistening slit. She squealed with delight each time I did this. She was coming unglued with desire. My cock was now covered in her sweet pussy juice. The scent of her womanhood was now rising up into my nostrils. I had to have this woman right now. With that, I placed the head of my cock against her pussy and I shoved it into my balls. Jessica screamed, "Oh God, Ron, you are so big. Please go slowly at first with me. Please, please." Man, her pussy was tightly wrapped around my cock. I could feel as I plunged into her how deep her other lovers had been in her. It felt so good and erotic as I pushed into depths of her pussy where no one had been before. I released my left hand from Jessica's hair and now placed both hands on her hips, holding her completely impaled on my cock. Her pussy was already pulsating and oozing its sweet juices all over me. I slowly and gently pulled my cock back out until just the head of it was in her. I wiggled her hips around and then I slammed my cock back into her, feeling my balls slap against her pussy. Jessica screeched and she let out a guttural moan from deep within her body. She knew what was going to happen next. I was again pulling partway out, this time not quite as far. I then quickly shoved my cock almost all the way in, but then I abruptly stopped. I then pushed myself all the way in and shook her hips, letting her feel more clearly how deep I was in that tight little cunt of hers. Feeling her pussy convulse all over me, smelling the sweet scent of her now hungry cunt was causing me to tremble all over. God, this woman felt so good impaled on me. And to think, just a couple of hours ago, I was in the lounge enjoying a bottle of Chateau Margaux by myself. What a difference here a little bit of time can make. With that realization, I became even more focused that I am going to enjoy fucking this woman all night long. For tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., I'm on a plane back to the States, doing what I've always done. Now, holding Jessica's ass against my pelvis with my cock buried to the hilt, I drew it out again and then quickly slammed it all the way back in. Again she squealed, but this time there was more pleasure in her voice rather than pain. Ah, she said, getting a little bit more used to that big cock. Holding her hips, I began to fuck her with a series of short and long thrusts, mixing it up so as not to let her begin to anticipate what I'm going to do next. With every thrust, Jessica began to moan more and more loudly. I could feel the orgasm building within her. Her pussy was literally twitching and squeezing me uncontrollably. After fucking her this way for about 15 minutes, I could tell she was really wanting to come. At first it began with like little comments such as, "Oh Ron, please." And after a few more minutes, Jessica was begging me, "Oh Ron, please let me come. I need to come so badly." My cock was growing harder and harder, and my balls were now beginning to tighten. I wanted to come in Jessica's cunt. But first I wanted to feel her cum all over my cock. Damn, her pussy felt so good, stroking and squeezing just so on each thrust. At this point, she was thrusting back onto me, trying desperately to get enough rhythm in order to let her orgasm erupt. Her wanton desire to come all over me was driving me nuts. With a little surprise, I quickly changed from keeping her guessing by varying my thrusts each time to very long and hard thrusts into that begging little cunt of hers. I just grabbed her hips tightly and began to fuck her pussy hard. With each thrust, I could feel my balls now slapping against her. Within a few seconds, I was now pounding away at Jessica's cunt, feeling my orgasm begin to rise within me. As she got closer, Jessica yelled out to me, "Oh God, yes, Ron, Ron, come on now, fuck me, oh yes, fuck my cunt hard." And with that, Jessica's pussy convulsed all over my cock. I could feel her juices oozing down the side of my shaft and running down her legs. Her entire body was shaking uncontrollably. This was too much for me to handle. My balls tightened, my cock swelled, and my body shook, and I let out and, I was coming too, just as Jessica was coming down from her first orgasm. My hands continued to hold her hips. My breathing was deep and moderate. I was feeling a little dizzy. Wow, that was awesome. After a few minutes allowing my swollen cock to subside, she and I moved up onto the bed together, with me lying behind her, holding her close, basking in the afterglow of our lovemaking. After about 10 minutes and allowing each other of us to catch our breath, Jessica turns to me and says, "Ron, I need to take a closer look at that thing that you got between your legs which made me come so hard." I just smiled, I rolled over to my back, and I closed my eyes. Jessica slowly began moving down my body. As she did, she made little kisses on me, while letting her beautiful blonde hair dangle and tickle me along the way. Her kisses were so loving and gentle, I began to feel the affection she had for me. When she reached my cock, she wrapped her little petite hand around it, lifting it up off of my thigh, holding it gently and lovingly. Her pussy juices had made a thick glazing all over it. Jessica slowly took her hand and began to slough off her cum from my cock. I was a little surprised when she lifted her hand to her mouth to taste how sweet, succulent juice. She commented to me, "Wow, Ron, I really did come all over you." Her voice right now was much more relaxed and curious. As she held me, she slowly began to lightly kiss my cockhead. Her delicate and sensual lips felt so good. And while she did this, her hair was softly tickling my wet balls, causing me to become hard again. As I grew and expanded in her hand, Jessica looked up at me and said, "Ron, it looks like you're getting ready for me all over again." I told her it felt so good and how I loved how her hair was tickling my balls. Jessica opened her mouth wide and placing the head of my cock in it. She moaned as she did this, sending vibrations down my shaft. Her other hand reached down and cupped my balls. As she did this, I became fully erect very quickly, further expanding and growing into her, that small, sensuous mouth. I could feel her tongue now teasing the underside of my cock as it swelled. She continued to suck on me and now slowly began to stroke me. I could only tell her, "God, Jessica, you sure know how to give some good head." Pretty soon, she was sucking me hard and jerking my cock off into her mouth. Each time she sucked, she would squeeze my balls, sending shivers all through my body. Jessica's moaning became more regular, and each moan was making me harder. She now was trying to get more of my cock into her mouth, but due to its size and her small mouth, she could only get about 3 to 4 inches into me. Her pace was now beginning to quicken. I could tell she was really intent on making me come in her mouth. I knew she wanted to feel me explode, knowing how her cocksucking was giving me such pleasure. As she continued, I began to think about her tight little pussy, which I just pounded not too long ago. I wanted to taste her while she was sucking on me. I lifted up my head, I reached down, and I motioned to her to swing those hips up over my face. As she understood what I wanted, a very seductive and playful smile crossed her mouth. Jessica was all too willing to get that sweet little pussy of hers right over my face while she tried to get me to come in her mouth. While she straddled over me, and her pussy was just a few inches from my hungry mouth, I just stared at how beautiful her pussy, her ass, hips, and legs were. I must tell you, she had the perfect form. Slowly, I raised my hands and placed them on her hips, pulling that sweet little pussy of hers down to my awaiting mouth. Her pussy lips were wet and swollen, still glistening from our previous sex. My tongue unconsciously darted out and began to explore the soft, wet folds of her. As soon as I did this, Jessica moaned and her mouth clamped down on my cock, causing my hips to buck up to her. She firmly grabbed a hold of my cock, squeezing it with her hand. I simultaneously pulled her cunt more firmly down onto my face, plunging my tongue into her wet opening. God, this woman tastes so good. Her juices began to flow again, this time down each side of my cheeks and chin. Jessica was now getting hot with my tongue deeply in her cunt. I reached around with my right hand and slowly began to rub her clit. She moaned with delight and began to suck my cock even faster and harder. I momentarily pulled my tongue out of her and ran it up and down her entire slit, paying a little extra attention to her clit with my tongue. I slowly began to tease her clit with my tongue, first a little lick on the left, then a little lick on the right, and then a little followed up with some clit swirling. Bam! That was it. Jessica liked her clit to be licked on the right side. She began to moan and shudder uncontrollably. As she did this, she went down on my cock further and began stroking it faster and faster. I knew I had found how she liked to be eaten. With her intense sucking and stroking of my cock, I quickly began to realize that I would not be able to hold on for too long. Now, while we continued to pleasure each other like this for a few more minutes, her juices were now flowing freely into my mouth, and my balls were beginning to tighten. It was then I decided I was going to begin pushing her over the edge. With my left hand, I slowly slid it over her pussy and began to stuff 2 fingers into it. Her wetness and the tightness of her pussy was pushing me fast to the edge. After coating my fingers well with the juices of her cunt, I pulled them back out and then I placed my index finger on her cute little butthole. As soon as my finger touched it, she squirmed and tried to push back on my finger. Wow, I was thinking, this girl loves some anal stimulation. I'm going to have to remember this for later. As I continued to suck and tease her twitching clit, I now began to probe and explore her butthole. Each time I pressed my finger gently into her ass, Jessica continued to push herself back onto my finger, wanting it more deeply within her. I mean, this woman's desire was insatiable. I was wondering, where does it stop for her? I mean, I could only imagine how far I could take this woman before I was totally spent. And the thought of becoming totally spent from fucking this beauty every way I knew drove me to higher levels of passionate intensity. Now, with my finger all the way into her sexy butt, Jessica was a woman on fire. She was now simply and forcibly grinding her cunt into my face, spilling her sweet juices all over me. At the same time, she was now sucking me with reckless abandon, and she now had introduced a new twist in her head-giving by beginning to lightly slap my balls. She didn't do it in a regular rhythm, no, but more like in an erratic, like staccato. This random ball slapping and her intense cock sucking and stroking was too much for me to handle. I could feel my huge orgasm building all the way from deep within my hips to the tip of my head. I knew I had to turn up the heat on Jessica, or I was going to be the one exploding in her mouth with my cum first. With my index finger in her butt, I began to fuck her ass in a similar random manner. Jessica growled on my cock as I did this. I simultaneously took my mouth out of her clit and I replaced it with my other hand. Then I let my tongue find that sweet little gushing cunt of hers. This combination of my finger in her ass, hand on her clit, and my tongue in her pussy caused her body to begin to shake. At first, that shaking began in her butt, but then it quickly grew in intensity and spread to her legs and then up to her shoulders. Wow. Jessica was about to explode with the force of a nuclear bomb. I just held on tight, continuing to triple stimulate her and waited for the explosion to occur. As her orgasm began, her cunt began to pulse and vibrate all over my tongue. At the same time, gushes of her juice poured forth into my mouth and on my face. Jessica moaned and grunted, violently sucking my cock and slapping my balls hard as her orgasm ripped through her body. My orgasm unleashed itself at about the exact same time. My body began to quiver, my ass tightened, my balls clenched, and my cock burst forth a torrent of cum into Jessica's mouth. She did an amazing job of sucking it down, all of it. When we had both had come down from our earth-shaking orgasms, I could tell Jessica just wanted to be held. I reached down with my hands to her shoulders, gently coaxing her to turn around and lie up beside me. As she repositioned herself alongside me, I could see that a few tears were now running down her face. When her eyes met mine, they spoke to me in vulnerable and soft emotions. Her look was so defenseless. I couldn't help but be drawn to put my arms around her and just hold her close against my chest. Lying there against my left side, me feeling the witness of her womanhood, she nuzzled her body next to mine, draping her leg across my midsection, unconsciously exploring my chest hairs with her hand. I could feel her melting into me, and I could feel myself being deeply drawn to her. We held each other in this position for what seemed an eternity, but after lifting my head up and checking the clock, only about 20 minutes had gone by. I slowly began stroking her hair to see if she was coming around. After about a minute, Jessica began to stir. She lifted her head up to look into my eyes, and then she smiled. I gotta tell you, to this day, I will never forget her smile at this moment. There was beauty, comfort, and there was trust and satisfaction radiating from that smile. I too smiled back to her in the same way, letting her know this was an exceptionally precious moment for me too. She lowered her head back down onto my chest. No words were spoken. No words needed to be spoken. We were there, us, and our breathing perfectly. A little while later, I realized that I was very thirsty and I needed some type of fuel if I was planning on making more of this night. With my right hand, I reached over and carefully lifted the handset off the phone and called room service. At this hour, the kitchen was closed, but I could still order something to drink and a snack. After hearing my options, I decided on a couple of bottles of spring water and some fruit. I carefully put the phone back on its cradle and went back to listening to us breathe. About 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. The knock startled Jessica, and she lifted herself off my chest. I told her it was room service, and she looked at me, quizzically, not aware that I had called a short while ago. I smiled at her, got up from the bed, throwing on some underwear, and getting in the door. When I returned, Jessica had propped herself up on the bed with a sheet covering her body. She asked me, when did I order the room service, and I told her it was just a little while ago. She giggled a little bit and told me, "Wow, Ron, that was fantastic. Did you enjoy that as much as I did?" And I replied, "Oh yeah, that was something truly special. I can't remember such good connected sex as we just had." I was quite surprised these words just rolled off my tongue, but I must admit, this little vixen, she really blew my mind. And the fruit was delicious. It was an assortment of grapes, bananas, kiwi, and oranges. My body really responded well to some nourishment. We chatted a little bit about our lives, our work, etc. As we spoke, we learned that we were both romanticists. It was about this time I glanced over at the clock and realized the time was 2:23 a.m. My plane left at 11 a.m. and Jessica's left at 1. I then turned to her and said, "Do you see the time? I don't think we want to call it a night yet, do we?" She laughed and said, "Ron, what do you think?" And as she said this, she flipped the bedsheet off of her, giving me full view of her beautiful body. It was at this point Jessica climbed up on top of me, straddling my waist with her legs and her shoulders with her arms. She just held her position there, smiling and gazing into my eyes. I returned the gaze, and then she closed her eyes, lowering her lips to mine. Damn, were her kisses sweet. Her lips were so full and soft as they pressed and caressed mine. I was helpless from keeping my mouth shut and not allowing her tongue in, dancing and playing upon mine. Jessica kissed me so intently and passionately, I immediately began to get hard all over again. As she continued to kiss me, and I her, she lowered her waist down onto mine. Now what happened next drove me absolutely insane. With my cock getting harder, it now lay semi-erect on my stomach. As Jessica lowered herself onto me, my cock just barely came into contact with her pussy. Now as she kissed me, she began to rock back and forth, and with each movement, her pussy ever so lightly pressed itself against my now quick-growing hard-on. Jessica knew exactly what she was doing. I could also tell that this was also getting her turned on, too, by the way her kissing intensified and by the emerging wetness I could feel between her legs. My hands quickly found her breasts. Jessica's breasts were very full and shapely. I enjoyed feeling the weight in my hands as I gently caressed them. I continued to caress her breasts, and Jessica teased my cock with her pussy more. Holding her voluptuous breasts in each hand, I carefully began to squeeze and pinch her nipples. This is when she began to moan again into my mouth, and with her moaning, she also started pressing her pussy against my cock more and more firmly. Damn, this felt so good. You don't know how badly I wanted to just grab her hips and mount her right on me right there, but I wanted to build the intensity further. So we continued on with this passionate kissing, breast squeezing, and this pussy cock teasing. As we continued, we were both wanting more. As Jessica moved back, she now rolled her hips down a little, and I simultaneously rolled my pelvis up, making my cock press right at the opening of her now hungry little pussy. I was getting hotter, and she was getting wetter. I figured it was only a matter of time before that sweet little cunt of hers opened up and swallowed my aching cock right into it. As I squeezed her nipples gently and tugged on them, Jessica pushed back harder onto me. Slowly, she pushed my thick 9 inches of manhood into her. Once all of me was inside her, she broke away from my kissing, and she lay down on top of me. I wrapped my arms around her and just held her close, feeling all of her luscious and sensuous body. Eventually, Jessica lifted her head, and she looked into my eyes and said, "Ron, I've never felt so close and connected with anyone in my life." You know, and I too felt the same. You know, this woman was bold in her way of revealing her feelings. This boldness of hers just made me so much more attracted to her. I could quickly see this night was changing from a night of some good sex between two strangers to one of where two wayward kindred spirits meet and share a very moving and sensuous night in Paris. You know, I responded with, "Jessica, you know, you're right. I am feeling the same way. You know, this is a very special and unique night for both of us." With that, Jessica replied, "Well then, Ron, let me make love to you right now." I responded with, "Jessica, my body and my heart are your domain tonight." She bent down and she kissed me with more passion than I had ever felt in my life. Her lips pressed hard against mine. Her tongue moved fervently within my mouth. I felt as if I was being taken over by some sensuous being from another galaxy, the way she came after me with her wanton sex. Jessica slowly, ever so slowly, began lifting her pussy up and off of my cock, but just stopping before the head popped out. In this position, she then squeezed the head of my cock with her cunt. Wow, this really shot bolts of electricity through me. Then she lowered herself down all the way. Next, she tried to sit up on me with all of me inside her, but she quickly grabbed the hold of my waist and stopped, realizing I was just too big. I motioned for her to come back closer and kiss me. Our lips and tongue met again. As we kissed, my hands found her breasts again. Holding each one tenderly, I began to squeeze them together, cupping each one from the outside. Jessica, laying against me, pushed herself down on me, causing my cock to bend inside of her. The strain and the pressure she was exerting on my cock felt so incredibly good. The tightness of her pussy held me right in place. I took my hands off her breasts, and I held her butt. With her still straining my cock within her, I began to slowly shake her butt. Jessica moaned in delight. Her tight pussy gyrating on my straining cock felt heavenly. I continued to shake her butt more intensely, feeling my cock almost begin to vibrate within her cunt. Jessica turned to me and said, "Ron, you are shaking my butt. With you inside me is driving me nuts." Well, it was driving me crazy, too. After a few minutes of this, she raised herself up on me and brought her knees up alongside of my waist. Now I placed my hands underneath her butt, and I began to pump my large cock into her. She yelled out, "Oh, God, Ron, yes, oh, fuck my cunt. You are so big, and this position is just driving me wild." With that type of encouragement, I quickened the pace and let my cock slam into that little sweet cunt of hers harder. Pretty soon, I had her bouncing up and down on me while the full length of my 9-inch cock was coming in out of her with each thrust. It was just about then Jessica called out to me and said, "Ron, I need you to twist and pinch my nipples." I took my hands off her butt and I found her nipples quickly. With each hand now, squeezing and pinching her nipples, Jessica began to ride me wildly. I could see she was getting close to another orgasm. I lifted my head and began to suck and bite on her nipples with my mouth. Jessica began grunting and slamming down on my cock even harder. You could now hear our bodies slapping together. Her pace was just kept on increasing. Sweat was now forming between her breasts, and I began to taste her saltiness as I sucked hard on one of her nipples. It was then Jessica yelled out in a deep and husky voice, "Ron, I'm going to come. Ron, I am coming." At that moment, her cunt just gripped me, rippling as it came all over me. Her juices just poured from her down my shaft and onto my balls. Jessica began to come down slow, and her pace was very quick. As she began to slow down, she came to stop, and then she collapsed on my chest. Her breast covered in sweat, and the wetness of her pussy just made my body wet and glistening, too. It was then, while she was still breathing hard, with her head, she turned to me and whispered, "God, Ron, I think I love you." Holding her so close and feeling all of her so spent and vulnerable, I whispered back into her ear, "I love you, too." Jessica continued to lay on me for the next 10 minutes, allowing herself to catch her breath and to let her heart slow down. While I waited, my cock continued to pulse in her soaking wet pussy. I couldn't help but think how I wanted to come this time. After she had caught her breath, I rolled her over onto her back. She just laid there, legs spread, eyes closed, with a look of complete contentment. She barely opened her glazed eyes and she said to me, "Ron, you can take me any way you like. I'm yours, babe." With her lying there, the sweat on her breasts, legs spread, with her pussy lips swollen and wet, I wanted to take a moment and let this extraordinary visual sink in and make a permanent memory for me. I got between her legs, held my body up over hers with my right arm. Feeling a little thirsty, I reached over with my left hand and grabbed an orange. I bit off a section of the orange, peel and all, and began to suck the juice from it. Then I decided I wanted to have more of that orange, but I wanted to do something differently. Now, taking that orange in my hand and holding it like a baseball, I held it over Jessica's breast and I began to squeeze it slowly. The juice dribbled out from where I had bitten it, and it began to fall down onto Jessica's beautiful breasts. As the juice padded onto her breasts, the coldness of the juice caused Jessica to open her eyes. Once seeing what I was doing, she smiled and closed them again. I then bent down and began to lick the juice from her breast. The taste of the orange combined with her salty sweat was incredible. I continued to dribble the orange juice all over her breast and then lick them clean. From there, I continued down her belly and then began dribbling the juice onto her pussy. The taste of Jessica's pussy mixed with her own cum and the juice from the orange was absolutely heavenly. I squeezed and lapped until the orange was nothing but crushed pulp. As I did this, Jessica moaned and she raised her hips to my mouth. I was getting so turned on again. I needed to come, and I needed to come hard. Sitting on my knees, I lifted her up and positioned my cock to the opening of her pussy. I slowly rubbed it up and down the length of her slit. She kept moaning and raising her hips. I couldn't take this teasing myself anymore. I grabbed hold of my cock and I slid it into her pussy all at once to the hilt. The sudden of this caused her to gasp and say, "God, Ron, you still feel so big." I began to fuck her cunt in earnest. This wasn't time to go slow and make love. No, this was the time for me to build my orgasm and come. Her cunt was so open and wet that my cock just glided in and out. Trying to change the feeling, I lifted each one of her legs high up and placed them against my shoulders. With this, I was plunging real deep into her. The first time I stuffed my cock all the way in, Jessica gasped and she exclaimed, "Ron, ouch, ouch, please stop, you're too big." My frustration to come was building. I had already come twice this amazing evening, and I knew coming a third time at 42, well, it was going to take some special effort. If I could continue to fuck her cunt with her legs on my shoulders, not being able to stuff all of my cock in her, my cock slipped out. As it did, it came to rest right there on her sexy butthole. Damn. The thought of me fucking this beautiful starlet in the ass with my huge cock just caused my body to tighten and tingle all over. I reached down and I began rubbing copious amounts of her pussy juice on her butthole. Jessica moaned with delight. After having lubed her butthole, I knew I had to go real slow, or it's going to be lights out for me. There have only been two women who have been able to get my cock into their ass. So with Jessica, I slowly began pressing gently against her butthole, teasing her to open up. I didn't realize how much of a turn-on this was going to be for her. I mean, she started moaning and pushing her butt towards me. Wow, I thought, this may be even better than I thought it was going to be. Holding my cock firmly in my hand, I began to press the head of it more firmly at the opening. Jessica just kept moaning, encouraging me on. Next was the moment of truth. I was going to push the head of my cock beyond the opening to her butt. I took a deep breath, rubbed her clit a little bit, and then I pushed my cock in. Jessica's eyes immediately popped open. She lifted her head up and pleaded, "Ron, I don't know if you can do this. Oh my God, you are so big. I'm afraid this is going to hurt too much." I just calmly said, "Jessica, I'm just going to stay right where I am. Don't worry. If it hurts too much, I'll take it out." With that, she lowered her head and began to play with her pussy. Jessica's ass, oh my God, it squeezed my cock so tightly. It just made me harder. I wanted to plunge into this tight little ass so badly, but I knew that this would end things abruptly. So while keeping my cock in her ass, I too began to play with her pussy. Having both of our hands fondle her pussy was a big turn on. Before long, Jessica was starting to get horny all over again. I could tell her focus was moving from her ass to her pussy, so I knew I had a chance here. As she started to rub her pussy more intensely, I took both of my hands and grabbed each side of her butt. Still sitting on my knees, I began to lightly shake her butt with my hands. I mean, this does take a lot of strength, but it made my cock feel so good that I was willing to do it no matter what the physical cost. As I shook her butt, I could tell Jessica was beginning to enjoy it. She was moaning and her butt was relaxing and opening up. As I continued to shake her butt, she continued to stroke her pussy, and I ever so slowly inched my cock further into her ass. After about 5 minutes of this, sweat was now starting to roll down my forehead into my eyes, but my cock was almost all the way into this fantastic ass of Jessica's. It was now that I needed to check the waters with her again. I slowly slid my cock out about 3 inches, then I slid it back in about 3 inches. Jessica let out a deep moan. Yes! Yes, it's working! Jessica's liking it! I'm going to be able to fuck her with my 8-inch cock in her ass! My heart started pounding. With this, I began slowly fucking Jessica in the ass. Each time I plunged slightly deeper. Jessica was lost on another planet from the sensation she was experiencing. All I could hear from her was, "Oh God, yes, 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 Her hand continued to rub her pussy faster and faster. With this, I know I was home free. I started to plunge my cock all the way in. She screamed with delight. With her legs still resting up on my shoulders, I slipped my knees out from under me so I could get more leverage. Jessica was still lost in ecstasy. She kept vocalizing some strange guttural sounds like, "Oh, ah, oh, ah, yeah, ah, oh." Now in position to really fuck this tight, beautiful ass, I started fucking her roughly. My ball started banging away at her butt. All of my cock was now disappearing into her ass. I was pounding her away with her, with everything I had, and she was right there with me. I could feel my balls quickly tightening. I knew I couldn't last much longer. The sensations of her tight ass round my cock, watching her now plunge two fingers into her pussy, was just too much for me. But God, I didn't want this to end. It was just so damn sexy, and it felt so incredibly good. I wanted this to last as long as I could. Right about then, Jessica screams out, "Ron, I'm going to come," and with that, her ass squeezes my cock, and she starts bucking me uncontrollably. All of her thrusting and bucking pushed me right over the edge. I suddenly felt a huge surge and torrent of cum shoot right up from my balls, through my cock into Jessica's ass. I came and I came and I came. My body was convulsing and I was yelling out, "I'm coming too! I'm coming too! Oh my God!" After I came, I collapsed onto Jessica. I was sweaty. I was spent. I was in total ecstasy. Only some hours ago, I was alone in the lounge of the Scribe Hotel, thinking about how alone and uneventful this evening was, and now I have just had the most amazing sex with a person I now feel I have known all my life. Wow, this was unfucking believable. With my swollen cock slow, as my swollen cock slowly subsided, while still in Jessica's ass, she just laid there completely motionless, totally satisfied. Once I was soft again, I withdrew from her and I crawled up beside her to fall asleep. I didn't know the hour, nor did I care, for I was going to hold one of the most amazing women I'd ever met very close and just fall asleep. Now, as dawn sunlight began to streak into the room, I slowly opened my eyes, trying to remember who I was and where I was. After a few moments, the event of last night all began cascading back to me. Wow, I'm telling you, if I didn't experience it myself, I would have thought it was some dream concocted by some master soothsayer. I knew now that my plane was scheduled to leave at 11 a.m. this morning. It was about a 20-minute drive to the airport, and I needed to be there about an hour before the flight. Looking over at the clock, it was now showing 6:34 a.m. I began lightly kissing Jessica's shoulder, trying to awaken her gently. As I did so, she gently stirred and smiled. I said to her, "Good morning, my love. It is morning. Would you like to take a shower?" Jessica rolled over and asked me what time it was. I told her and reminded her that my plane flight was at 11. She looked up to me and said, "Ron, that was the most incredible and magical night I have ever had. I feel as if I have known you forever." You know, I replied, "I know. I will never forget this evening we shared in Paris. You are the most amazing and precious woman I have ever met." We knew we wanted to say more, but realized it was impossible. I could see the thoughts crossing her mind. I mean, how could we make this more of a regular occurrence? But we both realized we each had separate lives with separate careers thousands of miles apart. Though we shared much, all we would ever have together is one night in Paris. Oh my God, I just came so hard. Wow, that was absolutely amazing. Wow. Oh my God.